What a Year It Has Been by Batsheva Marcus, LMSW, MPH, PhD. Sometimes in the day-to-day flurry of our own lives, we don't notice all the big things happening that may affect our sexual lives, laws, legislation, public statements, and even technology. So here's a list of some of the best and worst things that happened in 2016. Enjoy. Best sex number one. Supreme Court protects access to abortion. The story. On June 27, 2016, the Supreme Court ruled 5-3 that Texas cannot place restrictions on the delivery of abortion services that create an undue burden for women seeking an abortion. On June 28, the court refused similar challenges from Wisconsin and Mississippi. Why this matters? Anti-abortion activists and state government have been enacting harmful regulations for years designed to impede a woman's right to an abortion. Abortion is legal and access is crucial for the sexual health of women and families. Best sex number two. ICC makes first conviction for sexual violence. The story. The International Criminal Court, ICC, has jurisdiction to prosecute individuals for the international crimes of genocide, crimes against humanity, and war crimes. This year, a Congolese politician became the first person to be convicted of crimes of sexual violence and war, as well as the first to be held directly responsible for subordinates' use of rape as a weapon of war. Why this matters? Throughout history, rape has often been considered an inevitable consequence of war. Since 2002, the ICC has made many convictions, but never for sexual violence, until now. It's high time the historic practice of military rape as a tool of war had its day in global court. Best sex number three. Oregon rules non-binary a legal gender. The story. In April, Jamie Shoup filed a sex change petition with the Multnomah County Court in Oregon to have their sex legally declared as non-binary. In June, a judge granted the petition, making Shoup the first person to be legally declared as non-binary in the United States. Why this matters? The perception of gender as solely binary might be rooted in tradition, religious dogma, power, or other forms of bias, but it is not a perception integrating the reality of chromosomal, physiological, and psychological variations. Best sex number four. Pentagon ends transgender military ban. The story. Department of Defense regulations that ban transgender persons from U.S. military service were repealed on June 30, 2016. Defense Secretary Ash Carter announced that medical coverage for transgender service members will include doctor-approved hormone therapy and gender reassignment surgery. Why this matters? It's estimated that more than 15,000 transgender people are already serving. It's vital for the policies and laws of America to support and protect transgender individuals in the military for their safety and respect. Worst sex number one. Trump elected despite sexism and sexual assaults. The story. During the 2016 campaign, he took misogyny and casual sexism to unprecedented lows. Videotape showed Donald Trump bragging about forcing himself on women by outright grabbing their vaginas, which is sexual assault. Other women came forward credibly accusing Trump of the very sexual assaults he bragged about. This man was elected president. Why this matters? Forget about eradicating rape culture on college campuses and comprehensive sex education. The president-elect and his policies are a threat to sexual rights we've taken for granted. Worst sex number two. Possibly closeted male attacks LGBT club in Orlando. The story. Omar Mateen, a 29-year-old security guard, killed 49 people and wounded 53 others inside Pulse, a gay Latino nightclub in Orlando, Florida, on June 12, 2016. It was both the deadliest mass shooting by a single shooter and the deadliest incidents of violence against LGBT people in the United States history. Why this matters? Sexual repression is a form of self-violence that, when projected outward, can be destructive and even deadly. Mateen's ex-wife claimed that his own father called him gay, and her current fiancé revealed their family believed he was gay. Officially, the shooting had been classified as an act of terrorism and a hate crime. Worst sex number three. Roger Ailes accused of sexual harassment. The story. Roger Ailes, founder and former chairman and CEO of Fox News, was forced to resign in 2016 amidst allegations of sexual harassment. Fox privately reached financial settlements in a number of cases, and Ailes went on to work as a political consultant for the Trump campaign. Why this matters? The public relies on major media outlets for true and ethical reporting of world events. When a sexual predator presides over such a toxic environment, the quality of the news is suspect. Suppression of sexual misconduct continues to be a major stain on human society worldwide. Worst sex number 4. States plan anti-gay religious freedom laws. The story. A year ago, Indiana enacted the Religious Freedom Restoration Act into law to protect Christian businesses that did not want to provide services to gays and lesbians. But after massive boycott threats and businesses' concerns, the state was later forced to recapitulate, amending the law to ensure civil rights protections. This year, similar laws were attempted in Mississippi and Georgia. Why this matters? Homophobia goes to Washington. The president-elect has pledged within his first 100 days in office to join Congress and the Senate to pass the First Amendment Defense Act, an anti-LGBT bill allowing businesses to refuse service to lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender persons based on religious beliefs.